Hello and welcome to this episode of the Dev1.tv Tech News Podcast for Thursday, September 20th, 2012. I'm your host, Ryan Null, and today we will be discussing UK will not be selling their IP addresses. Why? Turns out they're using them. Windows XP won't die. They ended support for it, stopped making stuff for it, but people keep on using it. And Sony will release a new, slimmer PlayStation 3, even though I don't think the current slim model is fat. So, stick around for the next few minutes and we'll discuss everything you need to know since the last episode. Following up on the past two episodes about Ripe running out of IPv4 addresses, the internet is finding some in the UK, and now the UK government is saying they won't sell them. Why? Well, because they're using them. Well, how do they appear blank? It turns out that about 80% of the addresses are in private use and are not publicly visible on the internet. So, the addresses are presently in use. Sorry, Ripe. Looks like you're still on your own. Windows XP is still rather widely used. It's the second coming of Windows 98 SE. This all feels familiar. The numbers are astounding. XP still holds 43% of the market share in business. However, when you get to the consumer side, the XP usage rate goes down to 12%. This means the enterprise is dragging its tail on moving away from IE6, which has been dropped by nearly every large software company in terms of support. On the other hand, you probably also have home users who won't buy a new machine until their current one dies a long, miserable death and they are forced to upgrade. Hopefully, Google announcing the ending of its support for all browsers before IE9 once Windows 8 ships, and Adobe promising to only support Windows 7 and beyond will help wean the industry onto newer technologies. Do you know of any software that still relies on IE6? Yesterday, Sony decided that it's time to keep riding a train that I consider to be dying. However, they have made this new PlayStation rather enticing, and even I'm looking at one. The new model is 25% smaller than the PS3 Slim and 50% smaller than the original PlayStation 3. They will be shipping it in two different sizes, 250GB and 500GB. They will cost $269 and $299 respectively. At a price that low, I might be willing to set one up next to my pretty all-black Xbox 360. Well, that's all the news for this episode, and we thank you for listening. Don't forget, we'd love to hear from you at dev1.tv, and there are several ways you can get in contact with us. You can catch us on Twitter. Our handle is at dev1tv. If you want to hear a news story we didn't cover, visit our website at www.dev1.tv and click Vote for Topics and let us know what you would like to hear. Lastly, you can comment directly on this episode post at our website. I was your host, Ryan Null. Don't forget to subscribe, and I'll see you next time. This is Dev1 TV.